Order.
The number after 69 is...
7.
And the number after 99 is...
100.
And the number after 999 is...
9. 1.
The number after 999 would be 1,000.
1,000.
Yeah. Now, sometimes I get kind of, I don't know exactly how to ask you to make you think, you know, with, I can't, and without my saying it, you know. And you'll see, I got tickled with Daddy. I was rehearsing with him this morning, and I said, Daddy, if you had 10 boys in a line, and you wanted to count them all, how would you do it? And he said, I'd go 1, 2, 3. I said, no, that's not what I want you to do. I said, the number one would be the, and I couldn't get him to say first. But anyway, if you count from 1 to 10 like that, like you're counting off people in a line.
Just count them all?
Yeah, like
first, that.
Second.
Yeah. Third, fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Right. Okay. Would you name the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What does the word Sabbath mean to you?
Well, it means a day of worship.
And it's always Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. If you met somebody in the morning, early in the morning, what would you say to them as a greeting?
Well, I would say good morning. Sometimes I do in a different way. I never use the same, you know, the same expression every time, you know. Dad used to say that when they ended in this country, they would say, oh, you cease and all that for good morning.
Would say what?
Oh, you see Sonali. Meant good morning.
Oh, you see Sonali.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of Indians were in this?
They Cherokee.
Oh, yeah.
My grandfather, he went to part of the Chattanooga, you know, when they take the Indians.
Oh, that, when they were taking them out?
Yeah, when they were taking them out to Oklahoma. And he turned back. I think some of the Indians turned back and that's how come Cherokee over here in North Carolina. They just got away from them. I've read that now. Established them up.
Yeah,
they said,
I read one time about that. They call it the Trail of Tears when they took the Cherokees out.
Yeah.
What did your grandfather tell you about it?
He never did talk about it. My father did, you know. He died in 95, I can just remember him good, you know. He got, I think, a small little pension then. I think about $8 a month. And the pension then is like the Sears Roebuck catalog for $8 meant a lot of money.
Do a lot. Yeah. I've gotten real tickled looking at that thing. You could buy anything you wanted. You get about $20 and you have everything in the whole world you wanted. About what time of day would you, stop saying good morning and start saying something else, a different greeting?
I would think about 11:30. Okay.
What would you say after 11:30?
Well, I would think it depend on the person I was speaking to. I would think so.
Sometimes
I might speak to greet one a different way. I don't know.
If you saw Miss about that time, what would you say?
I think I'd get along something like that.
If you saw Daddy about that time, what would you say?
What?
If you saw Daddy about that time, what would you say?
I guess I'd throw him his end there. How are you getting along about like that?
What do you call a